the virtual events are very similar to the in-person events. The businesses can use chat messages. They can schedule times with job seekers. They can even do a video meeting with job seekers. What's nice about the virtual job fair is that the businesses and the job seekers have early access to look at who's ever registered, whether it be a business looking at a job seeker and seeing if they're a potential candidate for what they're looking for, and then they can actually schedule an interview with them on the day of the job fair. Same thing with the job seekers. They can look at the businesses and find opportunities that are advertised, and they can prioritize which businesses they want to talk to. Virtual job fairs allow businesses to continue their workflow when they're not meeting with job seekers, which means they're sitting in their office. They can do their work until someone comes into their chat room or they have an appointment. They don't have to use their time to set up and tear down a booth or travel to another location. Virtual events can also reach larger audiences, even outside the state, like those who are involved in the Freedom Works here, people who want to relocate,